From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States for 3 months and all refugees for 4 months after federal appeals judges blocked a similar order from implementation last month. In an attempt to ensure a smoother rollout of the travel ban and protect it from legal scrutiny, the new executive order differs from the January 27th version in several key aspects. Among the most notable changes is the exclusion of Iraqis from the list of suspended travelers. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The new ban includes a grace period and will take effect on March 16th. It will not affect legal permanent residents, those with green cards, or travelers who already had valid visas as of January 27, 2017. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign. Appearing on the ABC News program this week, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders refused to say where President Trump got the information on which he based his allegations.
Look, I think he is going off of information that he's seen that has led him to believe that this is a very real potential. And if it is, this is the greatest overreach and the greatest abuse of power that I think we've ever seen, and a huge attack on democracy itself. And the American people have a right to know if this took place.
Some U.S. lawmakers of both major political parties have criticized President Trump's contention that he was wiretapped. This is VOA News.